Michigan rattlesnakes and a deadly disease. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. We have a rattlesnake in Michigan, the Eastern Massasauga. It's listed as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. And one of the threats it's facing is a disease. It's called snake fungal disease, and it can kill the snakes. Researchers have figured out some clues about how the pathogen infects the snakes that might help fight the disease. Matt Allender joins me now. He's an assistant professor at the University of Illinois and director of the Wildlife Epidemiology Lab. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
How is snake fungal disease affecting these snakes?
So snake fungal disease is a fungal pathogen, an emerging disease similar to white nose syndrome in bats or chytrid infection in frogs throughout the world. And about 10 years ago, Eastern Massasaugas were one of the first species that was identified with skin lesions that would affect their face primarily, were the first lesions. And it would cause eye infections, skin infections, prevent these animals from performing normal basic functions. Over the last 8 to 10 years, these lesions have become more subtle because we've been better at identifying them. And so some of the clues at what's causing the death or the decline in these animals with subtle lesions is still really quite a mystery. And so we've been spending a lot of time trying to figure out, how is this a threat and why is this fungal pathogen now causing issues in not just endangered rattlesnakes like the Eastern Massasauga, but in many other species of snakes across North America.
In this study, you looked at the microbial community living on the snake's skin, the microbiome. What did you learn about how the fungal disease affects the snakes?
So we were looking at skin swabs from animals that were infected and animals that weren't infected. And what we found was the only animals that had the pathogen, Ophidiomyces, which causes snake fungal disease, were animals with snake fungal disease. The animal's microbiome wasn't affected or changed or altered until the Ophidiomyces actually came in there. So it was the pathogen that was causing the problems. So this is important because for an emerging disease, we want to know, number one, what are the mechanisms that it leads to infections? And then how can we change management or monitor management so that we can improve conservation efforts? And so by knowing that this pathogen is the one that disrupts the microbiome, we can then start to design studies that look at ways to minimize the impact of this pathogen on Eastern Massasauga.
What do we know about the importance of these microbes that live on animals and on us when it comes to fighting disease?
Yeah, so I mean, I think that the role of the microbiome is really, while it's quite a bit known, is still in its infancy, is that there are lots of indications in people and in frogs and in bumblebees that the composition and the richness of microbes, both fungal and bacterial, on the skin, in the gut, in the lungs of these animals prevents or helps to reduce the impact of severe diseases. And I think when we're talking about animal health, we know even less than we do for human health. And now as we're starting to venture into this area for wildlife, we're starting to see patterns that might be emerging that help us to explain these fungal infections and the changes in the microbiome. And we're all in this together. Changes in the animal microbiome is indicative of ecosystems which influence human and domestic animal health.
Matt Allender is an assistant professor at the University of Illinois and director of the Wildlife Epidemiology Lab. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.